with Maroon 5 on the morning show, 95.9 KCHA, 1580 and 103.3, the Fab Oldies Channel. It is 819, 63, partly sunny here in downtown at Charles City. Community conversation guest number two, brought to you by Floyd County Medical this morning. We are being joined by Judy Hauser with the Charles City Senior Center. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Thanks for asking me. I am good.
Excellent. Well, we have a lot of things to talk about when it comes to the Charles City Senior Center. It's going to be a busy month for you. Let's go ahead and talk first and foremost about one of the bigger events that's coming up here later on this month, the candidate forums.
Sure. That will be, the candidate forums are going to be at the Senior Center October 11th, which is a Wednesday. That will be the night that the school board candidates will be there at 7 to 8:30. Everyone is invited. Then on the 12th at the Senior Center that night on Thursday, there will be the public forum for the city candidates. That will also be at 7 to 8:30. There's no cost, we just hope that many people come, and they really, Charles City really does usually attend that well. Because they want to know what these people do think about issues. This is Tuesday, and we don't have any community bingo tonight because we are refinishing the floor in the center, which
exciting.
Hasn't been done for many years.
That
they worked
exciting.
All night, and then today it. There will be meals, very few. And then on the 5th, which is Thursday, they will finish that project. On the 6th, which is a Friday, Dean Andrews, our mayor, is coming to do the school board referendum. And he is excellent at that. He will answer questions. He will certainly talk about concerns that people have. What I need to say is that we always have programs at 11, about 11, and then we eat about 5 to 12,
okay.
A very good meal. The cost is a $5 donation that Elderbridge helps us with that project. Charles City people have been wonderful to come and volunteer to tell about their story. And I think I talked to you about coming and telling us what it's like to be working at KCHA.
It's going to be an awesome program.
Good. Well, anyway, that is on this Friday. And people, when they want to come, they need to just call a couple days before, if possible, 228-3114, the 24/7. The phone is on 24/7. To get a reservation for the meal. That's only the fair thing for the cook. Then the next week we will have a community bingo again, and that is for the community. It's not a senior citizens only.
Okay.
It is one way that we do keep that place alive. And 11th, we have fresh conversations with Leslie from the Extension office, and she is a wonderful, always brings very nutritious, good new ideas. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. it's just tons of things to talk about.
Yeah,
here,
then on the 17th, then on the 12th, which is Thursday, Dr. Jennifer Schilling will be coming from the school to talk about all the initiatives with the school improvement project. And that will be very, very interesting. I have seen some of that information. The 17th, radiology from the hospital comes. Then on the 19th, which is a Thursday, Ann Lundquist, our school superintendent, will be coming, and her topic is last-minute questions of the school board issue. And she is very free to try to answer every question honestly. She has been really, really helpful to us to understand what really is going on and why we need the bond issue passed.
Definitely.
On the 20th, which is a Friday, Luke Chatfield is coming to talk about the canine program, you know, Sirius.
Oh, yes.
The dog. Then the 24th, which is a Tuesday, Michelle Forsyth, assistant director at TLC, and Miss Christy Strike are bringing some TLC kids. And they came a month ago, and they had never used a real mic. And believe me, they used the mic. And it was really fascinating. They were, these kids of today are so bright and so effervescent. So we loved that. And that it was a good exchange, intergenerational change.
Yeah, bad.
Problem, or I don't mean program for them. So that was really, really special. All the Tuesdays, you know, we have community bingo. And then on the 25th, Julie Taylor is coming from PAWS. She's the shelter manager out there, and she will be visiting with us. On the 27th, they do McDonald's bingo, and they love that. They play bingo for, it's just a simple bingo, but they play for McDonald's coupons and stuff. On the 31st, we will do some planning. That's Halloween, but we would be doing some planning for the future, and we'll be really buttoning up some of our work with some transitions that we have at the Senior Center. So all the meals begin about 11. The programs begin at 11, and the meals then begin about 11:55, and people do need to call 228-3114. If they want a meal, which are always really good. And the socialization, of course, is very important.
Even better. That's right.
For us as we get older.
Now, you were mentioning transitions. Is there any other update you can share regarding the transition to a community center?
Yes, there has been a lot of questions, concerns about having the senior center become also a community center. And that's a process. And the first thing is that we want to tell people is that if we do this, and we are going to be doing this within the next month, that it does not affect the congregate meals at all. That is, we will always have congregate meals Monday through Friday. And then lots of programs. I've been doing the program since December. And we have a program very, very often. In fact, almost every day that we can. And if anyone has a program that they want to give, we are really happy. They can just call me. We're really happy to have them. So it became apparent that a number of people didn't feel that they could come to the senior center because they weren't a senior. Well, it's, you can come after you're 18. Our senior citizens is open for anyone 18 and above. And we have lots of rentals there, and there have been some people that thought they had to be a senior citizen to even come and have a shower there or rent for a high school graduation or have a reunion of all their family. And certainly they can do that. There are memberships for joining the senior citizens, and it's $10 a year. Okay. And people say, well, now what would that do for me? Well, they could also, if they rent, they can get it for $10 less. They can play cards anytime. They can play pool. We'd like to get that started if we have someone who's interested in kind of coordinating that. Senior citizen members are invited to a Christmas party on the 9th of December this year. That's when that is. And then we we started this years ago, and they love it. They have free coffee and rolls sometime in February. And socialization is just important, whether we're 25 or 82. You know, socialization is really important as we live. So that would be the reason that you might want to join the Senior Citizens. It's $10 a year. And the other thing is that people do not have to belong to the Senior Citizens to come for meals. They can come. We always say that. Anyone is welcome to come to the meals.
As long as you have a call in beforehand,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Not a problem. Now, that was on to my next question. If our listeners do have any questions on this, or maybe they'd like to look at upcoming programs, do you have a website that they could go to or a Facebook page?
Well, we're working on that. We're old, you know. I do want to tell you about the Fall Festival, which is coming, and that is one way that we can keep that place open and viable. And we've done the Fall Festival for many, many years. It's for the community. It is Sunday, November 5th from 11 to 1 at the center. And the meal that day, we have a wonderful president that has offered to buy the meat again. And we're going to have slices of ham, potatoes, green beans, a roll, pie, and bars for $10 for adults. And students will be $5. That day, we also, people can join Senior Citizens if they would like. And then we also have a Treasures, which we have had for about 4 years now. And it's people bring items that they have extra around their home or something they just aren't using anymore or... and we have a silent auction, and that is from 11 to 12:30. Last year we had really, really interesting things. We had we always have some plants. We had a quilt, an afghan. We had someone who brought in a very nice chair, rocking chair. There just have been things that people have extra around that they're not using, and they want to donate and to help the cause. So that's been really a fun thing, and people can start to bring that in anytime if they wish.
Excellent. Of course, all the proceeds from that go back into the Senior Center, right?
Sure,
for programs and activities?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Anything else you'd like to share?
Well, I think that's probably enough for now. I could go on and on, of course, but I don't want to bore you.
You know, you're not boring me. You think about the Senior Center and all the activities and events that go on there month after month that a lot of people don't even know. So this is a great, great segment to introduce to North Iowa. And as a matter of fact, when we post these interviews on our website, we're going to be including the list of activities and the menu along with that. So hopefully it kind of brings everybody together into one.
Thank you. So many people say, oh, yes, I should do that. Well, I maybe don't like beets. Well, then when you go through the line, you just say, I don't care for beets.
Skip beets.
The meal that day that Dean is coming. Now, this is just this Friday. It's barbecued baked chicken, potato wedges, beets, blueberry crisp, and ice cream for $5.
Oh, that sounds delicious, and it's really cheap.
Well, the other thing is that people say, if I want to come to the Senior Center, but they will still go to a restaurant and get the 10 or 15% off their bill if they're a senior. So we just want everyone to feel welcome to come. We're just happy to make some transitions here.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Judy Hauser, once again with the Charles City Senior Center as part of Community Conversations brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That was Judy Hauser. It is 63 degrees downtown at Charles City with your weather coming up.